proclamation number 4635 dated the May 11th, 1949. Battle of Faith. Publicly professing Christ, I will shorten the days. Single quote. You will still have to endure a harsh battle when you have to confess me before the world. You will be expected to renounce all earthly possessions completely. You will be dispossessed and have to do the kind of work that seems to go beyond your strength. You will be prevented from doing what is important to you. You will be pursued and pressured without reason and will find no peace from the pursuits of your enemies who are likewise my enemies and thus fear no avenging and above themselves. And you will wonder why I allow all this to happen without calling them to account. But you will also be surprised that you are not as deeply affected as it seems to the world, so that you will nevertheless remain cheerful and bright and full of confidence and hope that the hour of retribution will come for you as well, and that even these pursuits will come to an end one day. And thus you will speak out ever more convinced on behalf of my name and confess me before the world. And I will shorten the days so that you will become blessed. Always remember my promise that it will only last a short time before you will be delivered from the hands of your tormentors. Remember that you belong to my chosen ones after all, whose every suffering will be rewarded for their loyalty's sake. And remember that through your confession lost souls shall still be won and saved for me and my kingdom just before the destruction of earth. And for the sake of these souls take the cross upon yourselves which, admittedly, will weigh you down but it will nevertheless be bearable since I will also provide you with exceptional strength. The battle of faith will be difficult and therefore you already have to prepare yourselves in advance by strengthening your souls with the right nourishment, by accepting my word and with it the strength with which I have blessed my word. For when you accept my word you unite with me and therefore have to be permeated by strength and thus will be and remain resistant against your enemies until the end, until I will come and deliver you from all adversity. Amen.